freeze is on. This beat only 60 cents. Oh, that rock, and I've got other rocks. I take a knife, but it's slow cutting. But you can buy a file and new file and cut it with your knife much quicker.
You say this is a wet rock?
Wet rock.
Did you ever use a barbershop, a thing that you'd hold and go like this?
Oh yeah, I need one.
Oh, right
got one,
wall.
Two of them. Yeah. See, when I was in that barber business, I didn't use no safety razors. Mm-hmm. I just used those straight razors. I got about four now there. Mm-hmm. Clippers.
What are those and what are they made of? Would you explain it for the tape?
Well, I wouldn't know, but they are supposed to be made out of the best of leather. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what kind.
And what did you call them?
Razor rocks.
I see.
Or you could say a razor horn. Either way you want to use it.
Is that the same as a strap, a razor strap?
That's what it is.
I see. So you call them a razor rock?
A razor strap, that is.
When
we come to calling it a razor rock, that's what we'd say.
Oh.
I've got some old rocks.
I see.
In there.
Oh,
yeah, I was in that business, in bar business in this town for 29 years. I'm another fellow. Mm-hmm. I made some money at that, and you know what I was getting then? 25 cents a shave. And 25 cents for a haircut. No, it's for shave, 15 cents, I'm trying to say. 15 cents for shave, 25 for a haircut, 50 cents for a polo. That's what they wanted, this hair slick.
I see. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, 29 years.
29 years.
Expense in that. And I cut a lot of good deal of hair now. Of course, I'm not supposed to tell it, you know. I got people that, when I and my partner quit this barbershop that we was operating, he lost his mind. His widow's living in New York now and her sister. And my wife used to keep him right here after he got mindless on Sundays that she wasn't going to church. She was Methodist, I was Baptist. She cooked. They wanted her at a cafe on Sunday. Two will be on Sunday. She's a professional cook. So he went mindless. And she kept him a good while. He got where she couldn't do nothing with him out here. At home, at the whole town here. Of course, I saved some money at that. In them times, bank went busting. I'll just tell this and then we'll get on my bill.
Well, this is interesting.
The bank went busted, Pontog Bank in town. And you wouldn't, may not believe it, you know, in them times it meant some money. I had an account that was paying 4% interest at Pontog Bank. They wasn't paying borrowing at First National. I had some in First National. And you know in the times the banks was closing, you know that meant some money, $1,200 on loan. That the Pontiac Bank up in town, and then First National, I was checking from it. I had a small account there, and I'd go twice a year, each 6 months. And they'd mark up 4% interest on my $1,200. And you know that meant in them times some money.
Yes.
Well, as I was telling you, this man